My name is Kevin Murphy. I'm the owner of Food Chain Communications based out of Lee Summit, Missouri, and have been in business for myself since 2007. Prior to that, I had 14 years of publishing experience at the number one privately held publishing company in agriculture.
And I understand you're with an outfit called Truth in Food?
I am. Truth in Food is one of the products that we produced beginning back, I believe, in 2009. And the idea was to look at issues from an ethical, moral, philosophical perspective that have an effect on agriculture, but also to set the record straight on some of the issues that people take as truth in food and really start to delve into them at a much deeper level. Most people aren't really paying as much attention and going into deep detail about what's actually happening in food and a lot of the misperceptions and lies, I guess, outright lies that are being told about food, and especially about food animal production, although it's all food production. So Truth in Food's devoted to doing that, and especially reaching out. Now we're doing a special Truth in Food College initiative where we're reaching out to colleges in the United States in order to get those kids information about what's going on truly in agriculture and food production.
Kevin, why are we hearing so much about morality in food?
That's a great question. The idea of food morality is that more and more people are looking at how our food is being produced, the process that a product goes through from conception to consumption, and they're finding that there should be a morality to that is indicting the way a farmer says, for example, the way they treat an animal, the way that they produce crops, the way that they transport those materials, everything that happens throughout our food system. And our food system is a $3 trillion industry. It's about 20% of our GDP. And so people are starting to look into that system and really evaluate the morality of the system as a whole.
What does it all mean? What are the advantages and what are we gaining from it?
Well, when you say we, I assume you mean what are we gaining from, meaning agriculture. And I will say that the idea is that these people are looking at modern farming and food production, and they're starting to denounce it. And they're starting to denounce it based on religion, based on ethics, and based on morality. Now, what we're getting from it in agriculture is we're afraid of it. Now, for some reason or another, agriculture being so firmly rooted in a faith-based community has, through the corporations and others that serve agriculture, tried to run away from this issue, while the people that are attacking agriculture are sprinting towards it.
Okay, what's the upshot of it and what can be done?
Well, agriculture, first and foremost, has to look to defend itself. Look, one of the things that we have done is we're constantly looking to defend what we do and why we do it through scientific jargon, through scientific motivations. And while that's good and well, I don't say to forget that. The very first thing that we have to do in order to communicate what happens in agriculture and all the beauty of it is you have to be able to communicate based on religion, based on ethics, based on morality. If you want to follow it up with science and economics, I say that stuff is vitally important. But what we're seeing over the last few years, if you look at any issue that's being debated in agriculture, we have a tendency to respond based on science or economics. And we're seeing that our rebuttals are falling short, that they really are like a fish out of water. They're just gasping for breath. Until we tie them to a moral-based message, I think agriculture will continue to flounder.
Okay, what moral-based message are we going to come up with?
Well, it depends on what you're talking about. Let's take a look at something like putting pigs into gestation crates. You know, most people don't even know the reasons, the rationales as to why pigs were in crates in the first place. I just got through speaking to about 70 kids here in Kansas City at the very first Animal Institute for the Agricultural Future of America. And the kids were openly frustrated that information about what they have done their entire lives has not been communicated to the world very well. And so I think we need to look at that and say, well, what is the rationale? What is the justification for putting an animal in a crate? And then what is the larger answer in terms of what is man's role? How much more significant is man? You know, it doesn't matter who you are or what kind of a farmer you are, what kind of a faith you have. You know that man is uniquely different. And all people from all denominations would look in and say, man is made in the image and likeness of God, called and set apart separately or uniquely. Well, that's something in direct contrast to the people that are on the animal liberation front today. They think man is just an animal, and he's equal to the other animals. Therefore, he has no right to use the animals for food and clothing and research, etc.
So do you suggest perhaps a faith-based answer to this?
I do. I absolutely do. I think a faith-based answer, while it is not solely the answer we need, but it is the one that is, I think, most people are crying out for right now. A faith-based answer is necessary. We have been taught, unfortunately, we've been told over and over, don't talk about what? Don't talk about religion. Don't talk about politics. And so those people that are attacking agriculture continually go toward what areas? They go toward religion and they go toward politics. They're very savvy in those areas. The Humane Society of the United States, an organization that's really set to get most of the management processes used today in agriculture, has a program specifically doing outreach to denominations worldwide in their Animals and Religion program. And they have been highly successful in terms of getting the language out of compassion and then changing or at least collaborating with the view of denominations and their way of that they would tell their members to raise animals. And this is seen at almost every single denominational level. For example, an example, there is a, in the Anglican Communion, it says now that when Jesus said, love your neighbor as yourself, that neighbor is now to include, quote, all animals. And that is official church teaching as of 2003.
So how do you conclude this with audiences? What do you tell them?
Well, I tell them first and foremost to begin to really, try to struggle beyond just scientific and economic arguments. Again, they're not bad. They don't go away. They just don't leave. You know, you're a broadcaster or a journalist. I know you graduated, I think, South Dakota State University with journalism. Is that correct?
That's correct, sir.
So in those days, as it was when I went to journalism school, the professor would say, what leads and what follows, right? Which is the more powerful lead and what should follow as a supplement or supporting your initial statement? I will tell you that if agriculture will change things and lead with the religious, moral, and ethical answer, then your science and economics can bolster that. So that's the first thing they have to do. And that is, I think it's a transition, and it's something that agriculture used to do intuitively and has been kind of, let's say, browbeaten out of that type of a response. And we need to get back to it. To anybody that is out there, I would ask you to go to truthinfood.com, start looking at the stories, because what we're doing is we're trying to address these issues from the exact specifics that I've talked about with you. And if everyone would do me the favor of taking a look at your college campus, no matter how much you think you love your colleges, your alma maters, as the Latin phrase is nourishing mothers, look to see if those college campuses are really honing a future in agriculture. Are they really doing that? And let's get the message out to the students there that agriculture has a moral and ethical basis for what it does.